seen it this morning. I read it. And then I had a couple people call me upset about it, and I could not agree more. I have probably never puffed my chest out more as a Razorback fan than I did this morning when I read the comments by Paul Petrino and Paul Haynes.
Yeah.
My two Pauls. I am so disappointed in their decision to blast student athletes and Jeff Long after that disaster last season that, let's be honest, they were largely responsible for. Okay? They want to blame the fact that John L. Smith only got a 10-month contract. That right. Some of the players maybe quit on the team at the end because they were more worried about their NFL career than they were about the team. There are so many things wrong with what they've done. And you know what? I'll even allow the fact that it might be true. That's not even the point.
Okay.
But there are so many things wrong with what they've done that it will take me some time to get through all of these things.
Okay, I want to hear what you say, but I after you say that, I'm just going to ask you one
question. You can do
question.
Anything you want. I got a handful of points. First of all, by not naming who you think quit on the team in order to look out for his NFL future, you name every guy who has any kind of potential in the NFL. So is it Tyler Wilson you're talking about? Is it Nile Davis? Is it Chris Gregg? Who are you talking about? Name names. If you're going to come out like this, mm-hmm. you're naming Jeff Long. You're saying he blew it by hiring a guy with a 10-month contract. You should have named names. If you're going to be so gutsy and you want to put yourself out there like that, let's come on with it already. Don't go halfway. I mean, you're already on the jerk wagon. Let's take the full trip. Second of all, you sucked at your job, okay? You know, you can talk about players quitting. You know what I saw quit? And I stole this from somebody off Twitter today. I saw you quit calling run plays in the ULM game to try to shorten a game when you were clearly watching it get out of hand. You blew it in that game and in several other situations. We talked about the play calling all year long. We talked about the failure to defend properly all year long. And some of it has to do with the limitations from, you know, a standpoint of the kind of athletes they had on campus. No doubt about that. But you didn't help anything. I would also say he talked about how, oh, it wasn't a good deal. You know, 10-month contract, right. blah, blah, blah. The kids would never, you know, they knew they weren't beholden because, well, you know what? If you got canned, and he also said, well, maybe they could have just canned the whole thing and started over. Well, guess what? If you got canned, you'd probably be an assistant coach at Western Kentucky, or you'd be looking for a job right now. You wouldn't even have a job. You certainly wouldn't be a head coach. That's what kills me about Paul Petrino, rather.
Yeah.
Who is not nearly half as good as his brother as a coach, is that you landed a head coaching position, and you're still bitter? You landed on your feet, and you're griping about it. How dare you? So that irritates me.
Okay.
This whole thing happened because your brother made choices that put us in this debacle in the first place. So if I were you, I would shut your mouth up and pretend that the last couple years at Arkansas didn't even happen. You were marginal in Illinois. They took you on as a favor, and then your brother got canned, and they kept you on as a favor just to try to create stability, albeit with a guy who may not have been a great head coach. Now, look. Say what you want about the John L. Smith thing. That couldn't have gone worse.
Right.
But at least the guy had head coaching experience. So it did make sense in a couple of ways. It certainly didn't work out well. So my point is, at the end of the day, even if he's 100% right, even if guys were clearly out for themselves and not out for the team, what difference does it make now? What good does it do to say it now? And what good does it do to poke at Jeff Long now? And the other thing is, you know what? If you guys had all done a great job, 10-month contract or not, you'd all still be there. And I'm not saying you had to win 10 games. I'm just saying if you had done a decent job, you guys would still be there. You got to look at yourself a little bit before you start pointing the finger at other people. You accepted the 10-month contract arrangement as an assistant coach. You didn't have to. You could have said, you know what, I'm going to sit this year out. You know what, I'm going to get an opportunity somewhere else. You know what, I'm going to take a lesser job at another place. You didn't do that. And you took a big fat paycheck along the way. So how dare you come out and blast them now? You sucked at what you did. You don't deserve to be a head coach. You got a head coaching job anyway. How dare you be bitter beer face guy now? Get over it. And you're not a good coach. You're marginal at best.
There's no question. Look at that as an
excuse.
Screw
you.
But here's, I really have never seen too often coaches so blatantly blast their former boss. Okay, you don't see this. And there's one thing I can remember in the summertime, okay, thinking to myself. We asked if a 10-month contract had or would have an effect on the players, would have an effect on recruiting. And everyone said, well, you know, I don't know. You know, everyone had their theory.
Right.
Everyone had their theory. Me, you, all the sports writers out there, sports reporters, and fans had their theories. But you know what? Now we have our answer. And clearly our answer was this. It did have an effect. Whether it should have or shouldn't have, whether maybe a stronger mentality wouldn't have these guys thinking the way they did. But if you're talking, if you're going to tell me the two guys that were in the thick of things, I mean, they were involved heavily with the players and the other coaches.
They were calling the shots.
Paul Petrino admits he didn't fully have John L. Smith's best intentions or the team's best intentions. These guys understood that they were auditioning. At some point, they understood that they're auditioning for another job. They're not auditioning for the Razorback job.
Yep.
So when you talk about play calls, maybe he did call some plays that would have shown his creativity in himself versus what may be best for the team. Now you say, well, a win would have been better for the team and him, certainly. But somewhere along the way, these two guys felt they had no shot. So what does that direction turn to now? It turns to what I got to now look out for myself. It becomes almost like the mode, just survival mode. And the other thing is, we saw signs of this. Tyler Wilson comes out after the Alabama game and puts his own players on blast for quitting. This is the Alabama game. This is the second game of the year?
No, it was the second. It was the first.
Because they lost to ULM.
Right.
So
then they beat Jacksonville State. It was like, like third or fourth.
Third game of the year. Third game in. Tyler Wilson is already telling us, clearly telling us. He didn't mince words. Guys are quitting. At that point, guys are quitting. So I've been in a situation where guys don't believe in the coach, and I've seen them. Matter of fact, the last year with the Rimrockers, guys, we went through a losing streak. Guys didn't believe. Guys didn't trust. You couldn't tell those guys anything because you lose your authority, okay? And now one of the things Haynes says is interesting is he offers, it says in the article, it's his belief that the players loved their coaches back, and when it became clear most of those coaches would soon be fired, their feelings of loyalty to the school suffered. I really don't fault them, to be honest with you, Haynes said. I don't fault the kids for thinking that way. Again, there is no stability there. He goes on. Now listen to this. Again, it goes back to, who am I playing for? Once they can't say we're trying to save the coaches' jobs, if they're just playing for the university, sometimes kids feel the university let them down. Do you know what's key about that?
What?
I'm waiting till you stop texting. Once the kids say we're trying to save the coaches' jobs, or once they say they can't save the coaches' job, because we've all seen guys, coaches on the hot seat, you might be able to rally around everybody and get your wins. If you love that coach, what? You tell me, my coach is on the hot seat? No, I'm going to rally around this coach. We're going to get him a win. Once those kids really believe that no matter what they do, they go into the season believing, hey, guys, you got to play for this guy. If we win for him, it's going to happen. Once you really believe that, and they hear things on the outside, once they, you know, they're like, well, we were led to believe the season was going to go this particular way. And when it all crumbles, again, don't forget you're dealing with 19, 20-year-old kids. When their dreams start to crumble, what they thought were going to happen, it's tough to keep them all together. It's just tough. And then, yes, a kid's going to fake injuries. It's not the first time that's happened, and it's not going to be the last time that's happened because you have family members, girlfriends, agents, saying, hey, listen, you guys aren't going anywhere this year.
Look, here's
don't get hurt and ruin your chances.
Bottom line is you had a whole fall camp to get ready and get these kids to buy into what you were doing. You didn't do it. It didn't work out because you know what?
Okay, then accuse. You know what to do? There certainly nobody could replace what Bobby Petrino, and we've talked about that. His attention to detail, whatever it is that makes him so successful, certainly Paul can't duplicate that. Certainly John L. Smith can't duplicate that. And the players understood that these guys aren't going to be here anyway.
Nobody hit the nail on the head like Bill Vickery. Look, compared to his brother Michael, he is Fredo.
Ah, that's...
He's a clown. Whether or not you see it or not, he's a clown.
Yeah, but you, listen, whether or not I see it doesn't matter. The point is, you wanted. We asked all these questions in the summertime when this came up.
Well, they had all the right answers at that time. So now to come back and do this is just, it's just weak. There's a phrase for it.
Yeah, it's weak. But his to me, here's the hypocrisy and what if everybody who's criticizing these guys, we always want to know this kind of stuff. And when we get it, we criticize athletes and the coaches for just saying this side of the story.
Nah, I don't think so.
What if he just said no comment? We'd be like, oh, man, we really want to know what
there
happened.
There is no comment. There's nobody's asking these guys this, Pat. This is a wound that it healed.
You know what? They learn said, from this.
This is a wound that it healed. It's totally different
learn
deal.
From
it's a
this.
Wound that healed. He's got a new job. He's got a head coaching position. Arkansas's
so
got a new
still,
head coach.
He still
everything's
can't,
good. By Petrino, we land on his feet. Everybody's good. Let's
so
move on.
So he still can't be unhappy and explain what happened?
No, because nobody's can't he explain? Asking him. Who's asking him, and why does anybody want
this
know.
Morning news.
You
what are you talking about?
You know what they should say?
This morning news is asking.
I'm not going to get into it. I'm in Idaho now. Yeah, I'm in Idaho now. I'm not going to talk about it.
You know
that's
what
he should have said.
He could have, but you know what? I'm curious.
Oh, yeah,
you weren't curious?
No, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear this.
Well,
crap.
Then that's dumb. That is flat out dumb. If you don't want to know what the guys that were in the thick, if you want to just speculate, that's fine. But
no,
if
no,
you
no.
want to know what they actually thought,
I could
thought,
see what happened.
Well, no,
look,
no, 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 no.
Here's my point.
I didn't realize some of this.
Well, look, he's the problem. Okay?
I learned.
Here's the point.
From reading
he
this.
He took the paycheck. He agreed
boom.
To the deal. Paul Petrino. He agreed to be an assistant coach and make a bunch of money underneath John L. Smith under this arrangement. So to come back and say now, oh, the 10-month contract really hampered
so
what
he
we,
can't.
So the 10-month contract hampered.
I know what you're saying.
The 10-month contract hampered what we were trying to do. Bull crap.
Here's
you
why
agreed
you're wrong.
To it and you took your check.
Here's why you're wrong.
You took your check.
Here's why you're wrong.
I'm
have
not.
You
I'm right.
Ever, have you ever gone into a situation where you thought it was you prepared for it to work out a certain way? Then after it, after the course of those events happened, you look back and said, you know what? I shouldn't have put myself in that position. I really thought it was going to work out. Why can't you look
I
at Paul Petrino and
I
Paul Haynes?
Yeah,
but you can still
no, no, no.
tell your side of the
no, no,
story.
No. I would say I shouldn't have put myself in that position. Not, hey, Jeff Long really screwed us by putting me in that position. You accepted the position. That's your fault.
No question he accepted the position, but there was no way he would be able to have predicted. From what I read in that story,
no doubt.
No way he, just like we couldn't have predicted, there was no way he would have predicted it was going to go this way. And you know
there's
what
no
I've read
question,
from the story?
He accepted it. He took the money. He accepted the role. He accepted
he
the situation.
He wanted the challenge. What's wrong with that?
That's fine. Then don't bitch about it afterwards.
What he's angry about is how all those events transpired. You know something? Maybe and this is what you got to learn from this. See, you want to criticize.
I'm
trying to learn from this.
Learn.
Because what I'll guarantee you, Paul Petrino,
this
Paul
Haynes. This is chicken crap.
In all
there
the
are guys
other,
who are chicken crap all over the
other
country.
Assistant coaches.
Chicken crap.
Oh, you can call it what you want.
That's what he is.
But you know what? This was this entire year, there were mistakes made.
Yep.
And there were correct decisions made. And people now get to look back and say, this is a learning model of how things happen.
Okay.
You look at what Jeff Long did with firing Petrino. We look a year later and say, you know what? That's the correct move. And he's been praised for that. Okay, so just because these guys are now coming out, you can call it sour grapes all you want.
It is sour grapes.
But I think that the fact that these guys are being able to open up and actually say what they felt, I want to hear this kind of stuff.
I don't want to hear this because you accepted it. You took the role. Don't complain. He's again, he didn't say, hey, I did a bad job. Gee, I wish we could have done more. And we weren't able to get out of the players
he
what
does
we wanted.
Say that.
No, what he says is
say that.
Jeff Long screwed up by doing a 10-month contract. He said that it was a situation that couldn't work out or didn't work out because of the hiring for 10 months. He's blaming Jeff Long. He's blaming the situation. He accepted the paycheck. He accepted his role. He accepted the situation. Don't cry about it now. It's over.
He should never blame Jeff Long. No doubt about it.
Okay.
But let me ask you a question, okay?
Now we're
getting
somewhere.
Middle of April.
Right.
It's the middle of April. Where in the heck do you think Paul Petrino and Paul Haynes are going to go somewhere to where they feel comfortable?
Doesn't matter.
It's the middle of April.
Well, if you don't...
You're the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator. What do you mean, too bad? Too bad you. They're thinking about themselves.
Exactly.
They think about you.
That's right. No, they think about themselves. And they went out for themselves.
And so did everybody else.
And that's fine. But don't complain about it afterwards because you were in it for yourself. You got what you asked for. I'm sorry it didn't work out better. Move along. Now you're a head coach in a position that you probably don't deserve. So great job for you. Congratulations.
They're not where they want to be. You think those guys are where they want to be? You really believe that?
No.
You know where they wanted to be?
He wanted to be a head coach.
Head coach of the University of Arkansas.
Well, he wanted to be a head coach.
Well, then, no, they said in the article, they say they both wanted to be considered for the head coaching position.
Well, if he would have done a great job, maybe he would have been. Maybe
there's a reason why.
If he had done a great job, maybe he would have been.
There's a reason why, and he's telling you from his standpoint. What I'm saying is, just read it.
I read it.
Without criticizing and just try to see from another guy's perspective.
I see it from my perspective. You see it from your perspective. You're going to defend these clowns,
fine. I don't think they should blame Jeff Long at all.
That's not my point.
His fault.
I agree.
But what I'm saying is, you're calling these guys sour grapes. I'm saying
it's sour
interesting
grapes.
To hear what was going on in their minds throughout the year.
Yeah.
Because you know what all we did was speculate, and half the time we were wrong.
All he's doing is speculating. He doesn't know.
He was there. Of course he knows.
He doesn't know how hurt a kid was.
Listen, as a coach who's been in the business, I guarantee you Paul Haynes knows his players, and Paul Petrino and John L. Smith know their players.
I watched this guy all year. He didn't seem too dang intuitive to me through the season, okay? If he's such a smart guy, I didn't see it as a coach. He must be great about reading people because he sucks as a coach.
If you don't have any authority, you can't push those buttons on kids.
Well, that
we've seen it in basketball the last
10
4 years,
we've been talking about it. Yeah.
I mean, if you don't have that, you can't push those buttons.
We are way behind. I'm going to take a couple quick calls, and we got to go. Clay.
Yeah, I was just going to say, great rant, and it's a perfect example of someone, of the coaches, blaming someone else for their poor performance.
That's my point.
It sounds just like my 14-year-old son not taking responsibility or what they did wrong.
There is no doubt that it was an unbelievably difficult situation. I can't argue that at all, Pat. I will agree with you 100%. Clay, thanks for the call. Agree with you 100%. An extremely and unprecedented, in many ways, situation.
Yeah.
But they accepted it, and they accepted a big fat paycheck with it. So you can't come back now and say, the situation was what made it impossible for us to succeed. Crap. Eric?
Hey, let's talk Deer Antler.
Okay, that makes it easy. 10:40. Corliss Williamson coming up. We're going to talk some hoop. Blackout.
This is SportsCenter.
The Lakers could lose the services of their big man for some time. This sports time is brought to you by Denton's Trotline in Benton. Go by and try some of their legendary catfish and seafood, as well as live music on the back porch. It's always a great time at Denton's Trotline in Benton. Despite blowing a 13-point lead in the fourth quarter against the Suns, the Lakers added injury to the 92-86 loss. Dwight Howard re-aggravated the torn labrum in his right shoulder. He'll be re-evaluated today. Around the league, Miami blew out the Nets 105-85. San Antonio hammered the Bobcats 102-78, while Boston beat Sacramento 99-81.